Hello.
And welcome to the Alpha Males Podcast.
Episode
26. Yes, probably. I write the numbers for these episodes every week because I upload them to Anchor, and I still don't know.
The thing is, I write the episodes every week into my own folders. Like, I have the... Every episode has its own folder. So I should know.
Yeah, probably should know.
This episode isn't late.
If you haven't seen our second podcast, I believe it's that one. We have bad memories. I don't know if that's the second podcast, because it's in the name.
We have bad memories.
Bad memories.
But, Sean, fact time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is a fact... that you, and this is a scary fact, you are never more than 10 feet away from a spider at any given time. So look behind you. There's probably one right there. Or right there. Somewhere, even if you don't see it.
Yeah.
Somewhere around you.
It's there.
Yep.
It's a true fact.
Mm-hmm.
100% true. Don't Google it because it's
true. You don't have to Google it. Yep.
Why would you Google it? And the reason we're talking about spider is because of Spider-Man, specifically Tom Holland Spider-Man in the MCU. There's a lot of rumors going around about the new movie, and I'd like to talk about them. There's supposed to be a teaser coming out within this month, apparently.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
So we might.
Do we know yet?
There's no official name.
Wow.
We might have another episode if they come out with a teaser that, like, shows stuff. I'm excited for it because it seems really cool. It's called the Multiverse of Madness, and that's not what it's called. I just said we don't have a name for it.
Yeah, you did just say that.
I think that's Doctor Strange's movie, actually.
Okay. I'm also excited for that because I like Doc Strange. But
Doc Strange is in this movie.
Oh, I'm hyped for this movie. It has Doc Strange and Spider Boy. I like both of them.
The people who are rumored to be in it: Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man; Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man. Jamie Foxx, Electro from Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man. And I have a quote I just found. He said. Someone asked him if he's going to be playing Electro, and he said, I know you probably can't speak on it, but are you going to be playing Electro? And he said, you're absolutely right, I can't speak on it, but if I'm in it, I'll be so happy. And then he also tweeted out, like, the day that rumor came out, where he was like, I'm not going to be blue, because, like, he was blue, and...
Yeah.
Also, Zendaya, Crush number one, actually two after Jack Black, of course. She said, because someone asked her whether Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are going to be in the movie. She said, I can neither confirm nor deny. So she basically said yes.
She basically said it.
Yes.
So we have Jamie Foxx confirmed.
Jamie Foxx confirmed. Andrew Garfield confirmed. Tobey Maguire confirmed. Another person who's supposed to be in it, and this one's really cool, is I can't remember the actor's name, but the guy who played Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2.
Oh, really?
He's supposed to come
back. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that'll be so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So this, the rumors about this movie, I heard... like, rumored names, it's like Spider-Man Sinister Six, which is all right. Mm-hmm. But there was one that was like, I wish I saved it. I saw it on Instagram. It was like Spider-Man, different home. It had something to do with homes. And I was really happy with it, but I can't remember.
Spider-Man sells his home. That would be a pretty cool movie.
Spider-Man mortgages his home.
Spider-Man real estate edition.
Home. Yes. Home. Spider-Man home. That's what it's called. Honey, I'm home. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I spider-fied the kids.
Honey, I Spider-Man.
If Spider-Man has a kid, is he Spider-Boy?
Yes.
Does he automatically have the powers?
I think so. It depends. Mm-hmm. I think in the comics he does.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay. That's pretty nice.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Wait, so if Spider-Man were the only superhero then, right? Hear me out, guys.
Yes. Okay.
Would we become a spider, like species? Because eventually he would end up everywhere. His genome would end up in everybody in some generation. He'd just be like the Atom of Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's a good way. Where he has a kid, then... Okay, so in every iteration of a Spider-Man storyline where he has a kid, they do inherit his abilities.
Mm-hmm.
The next sentence is... The only real change in their storylines is whether Mary Jane dies from a slow poisoning.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Mary Jane, so, no.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one real difference, and it's whether she slowly dies and suffers.
Or not. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. So Spider-Man would become the species. We would all be Spider-Man.
We'll all be Spider-Man.
And women.
Mm-hmm. And but then if everybody is Spider-Man and women and
no
other,
one is.
Then is anybody.
Would so if everyone was a Spider-Person,
mm-hmm.
how would society change?
Hmm.
Like cars?
Hmm. It is faster, but well, probably because otherwise you'd need a traffic system for swinging.
Like you that's probably need a traffic system.
Because people be bumping into like, each other.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a sidewalk. Because
granted, I guess your reaction times are a lot faster. But I feel like you know these are two quite. Different things as far as you know either walking or web swinging like you're more prone to whapooming into people than on a
that's true. I mean I think
it's like it's more like if everybody was running lazy. on sidewalk I feel like
yeah but people do that
no but if everybody if you were in Manhattan and everybody was just running on sidewalks like it would feel a bit different. Also, would there be a web swing
lanes.
Minimum age? You know, you have to get your web swing swinging license.
Yeah. Wait. Because the thing is, I'm going off of like these webs are not organic.
Mm-hmm.
Because in most iterations of Spider-Man, are not organic.
Yeah,
he makes them. So actually, how many people would be web swinging?
Hmm.
Also, you could only web swing in cities. Would more towns get taller?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, well, we can all swing, so let's accommodate.
And we can climb to get to our place. You just see people climbing on buildings all over the city to get to their respective... that'd be great. Yeah, I don't know.
How would sports change? Like football?
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be like okay, well, 100 yards is too small now.
But yeah, like, yeah.
Instead of 100 yards,
when you say it's like a football field, it would be a much longer metric than it is currently. Yeah.
It'd be like a 1,000 yards, like 10 times bigger than a football.
Right.
Because you know, Spider-Man can just like launch it.
Yeah. It'll just go all. And then this is what would it be like to be a superhero? Because this is. As far as those changes are concerned, and except for climbing up walls, this is just similar to a super soldier sort of thing, like a cap sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're stronger, faster, but is there much else? I mean, the web thing happens.
Web thing.
If you make it. But
yeah, the thing is, like,
and climbing.
Peter Parker is really intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean everyone with his power is going to be really intelligent.
Right, right.
You have great reflexes. You have great healing ability.
Mm-hmm.
You're super strong and stuff. Like, yeah, it's great. It's great on the outside, but then when it's you start looking into it,
right. Wait, did his intelligence not rise at all as a result of the
thing, though? It might have risen, but, like,
right. Peter Parker... But he started off smart to begin with. Yeah.
He's a genius-level threat. That's what I can say.
Yeah, that's true. Genius-level threat, baby. But...
Oh.
Sorry,
I just made my webcam only me.
Wait, what?
How do I change it back? Okay.
I know you don't want to see me anymore, but stop. Here, I'll just do this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, would there... So, in a world of Spider-Man's, would there be... Like, if you were a supervillain already in that age, then did that also get passed down to everybody? Like, are you a mix? Like...
Well, it... What super, like,
Doc Ock? I'm trying to think of one that's organic. Right, because they made their stuff. But it depends. Like, for example, the guy that turned himself into a lizard. It's the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
Pickle Rick.
I mean, if he procreates and it makes lizard people, you know, I don't know who's going to procreate with him. But...
Who would... his lizard wife.
Yeah.
What society?
It's just an actual lizard. It's a Komodo.
Oh my god!
This is the best I can do.
My wife. It ain't much, but it's honest work. Oh man! But which species would thrive? Lizard people, spider people,
or spider people? I think that lizards have a stronger, like, genetic compound, right? Because they're able to, like, regrow limbs and procreate to make, like, a bunch of them. Although, spiders have, like, billions of eggs, I guess.
Yeah.
Would spider women have, like, billions of children? Would spider women lay eggs? Instead of...
No.
Like, do they keep the human part, as far as that's concerned?
Yes, because it's you're still a spider person.
Yeah.
So you would still...
But what if you just
would lizard people... Yeah. But would lizard people lay eggs? Because the lizard becomes mostly lizard.
Yeah.
With some intelligence.
Yeah, because they do look cosmetically very much like a lizard. But what parts of that don't change? If he loses an arm, does he regrow it?
Yes.
Okay. So that's probably... Yeah, he probably lays eggs. He doesn't, but his wife
will. I feel like spider people would just take over because the dinosaurs had their shot.
The dinosaurs had their shot, yeah. And the spider people failed. Took them over. That's what happened in real life.
I remember in history class, my teacher was like, "And what happened to the dinosaurs?" And I raised my hand and I said... A giant meteor, and the teacher went, "No, you're an idiot!" Started beating me, and then went, "Spider people."
Right.
So
you've learned your lesson. You learned your lesson.
Yeah, I'll never say that again.
No. But what would happen if, because the first generation, right, with lizard guy, is with a human girl, so does she lay an egg, or is she fine right now? It's not until they have like. A child. The real questions.
Would it work? I'm thinking, like, would a child be able to be conceived?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it would be like a horse and a zebra, right? Where it comes out as a different thing, I assume.
Yeah.
Is it a horse and a zebra? Is that the right combination?
A zorse.
Yeah.
So it would be a lumen.
A lumen. Yeah, I guess so. We'd be the Lumens from then forward. Well, the Lymans, because spider, put the I in there.
Yeah, wait. And then lizard, Lumen, and spider person have a child.
Oh. Spider.
Wins.
Yeah, who does win? I mean, it might just be a mix again, or it doesn't happen. I don't...
Yeah, I could see, you know, in this very real possibility that it's going to happen, I could just see nothing coming out of it.
Yeah. There could just be like, nothing that happens. Unless we genetically modify ourselves such that it will happen. Because here's the thing about everything that we're conversing about, and the fact that it's like, it's nonsensical. It's not.
It makes so much sense.
CRISPR exists, and you can actually genetically modify humans now. And we might actually give ourselves things like similar to what reptiles have for regrowing limbs and scales because they're tough and things like that. So this could be a real scenario, you know? And then we would actually just give birth.
So
and
those genes
would
stupid.
Exist. So, huh.
Yeah.
Because it would just be human procreation, only we pass on the little bit of gene that allows scales and stuff like that. You're just a human with scales.
Do you think... Do you think if we genetically modify humans, right, to have scales, right, would that last
in the species? Like, would it continue? Well, if we stop genetically modifying...
Like, would... Okay, like, let's say we take a generation and we give them the scales gene.
Yeah.
Would it just leave us? Would it be like... Would humans just go like, actually... Not working for me. I'm going to go back to normal. And they just fade back to non-scaly
I think
people.
The only way that that can happen is if it doesn't exist in everybody. I think if, like, everybody was genetically modified, the next generation would have it. Because it's a gene. It's literally, like,
what
hair
about,
color.
Well, no. But, okay. But, like, I mean, further down the line, do you think humans would evolve away from the scales? It's like, okay, yeah, we have them.
Yeah.
But then, like, it's that millions of years or whatever passes, it's like, we actually don't need them anymore.
Yeah,
and it fades back.
Maybe.
And humans are back.
I don't really
to
know because,
humans.
I mean, the theory in evolution is that we lost hair, right? Because we didn't need it. And it
I'm not bald.
Whereas we were initially apes. If that's the case, then we were all hairy, but we're not.
Yeah.
So maybe. I mean, but the thing is, I think that in the case of scales, it could actually save our lives in some situations. So maybe it via natural selection, it would stick around. I don't really know. But what else on us would leave anyway? You know? Also, could we genetically modify ourselves to have spider eyes? You have eight eyes. Just is it eight?
Yes.
Just a bunch of different eyes all over your skull.
Can I have like reptile eyes that like blink sideways?
Oh man.
Actually, I think people have that.
Yeah, people actually. Like,
so
I don't know if the blinking happens, but they have like the slit eyes now, which is insane to me.
I want to bring up one of my favorite TikTok accounts right now is a guy who does like David Attenborough as he does he cuts slits into his eyes every day. I'm gonna try to find it, but what he does is he's
here for
it's
the
called,
morning routine.
Yeah. Okay, so the TikTok's called at Attenborough Comedy, and he takes like nature documentary clips. He does a really good David Attenborough impression, and then but he does it like in a joking way. So there was one of like a bird. I'll send it to you, John. It was so funny. It was a crow, okay. and he's like, why would any bird want to fly when it walks like this? And the bird was walking. And then it's like, look at how swaggy he walks. He's so cool. And then it cuts to like a squirrel hiding. He goes, Oh, he's going to eat the squirrel. I've massively misjudged the situation. But the reason I bring it up, because it's really funny. I love it when he pops up. But I bring it up because he was watching this one. And he's like, this lizard. And the lizard licks his eye. And he goes, ugh. Okay, this lizard here is. And then it does it again. He's like, just get eyelids. That's what I would not want to happen, because licking your eye, man, to make it moist, uncomfortable.
That's really weird. Eye things in general make me uncomfortable, like things that are out of the norm, because I'm going to spoil Life is Strange 2 for everybody. I'm sorry. If you haven't played it, I'm sorry. I haven't played it either, but I watched somebody play it. Go watch the playthrough with Jack. How'd you know?
What? I didn't.
You said Jack, didn't you? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
And what happens in there is that one of the brother loses his eye. It goes away. As a result of an accident. And later on, they're showing how he has to clean it, and he has, like, his mom help him clean it or something like that. And so he takes, like, a little... It's kind of like a Q-tip, I don't know exactly, and he rubs around inside of where his eye should be in the hole. Something that should happen. It's not the way it works.
I hate that. Also... off topic again.
Okay.
Q-tips. I wanted to buy some. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was at Target and I was like buying other stuff I need. Mm-hmm. And I went to like the ear care section. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I got to go find those things. But I couldn't remember what they were called. And I was like, okay, let me just look. I'll look for it. And I was in Target and I walked down every single aisle, and I was like, if I just knew what they were called, I could ask someone.
Yeah.
But the best I could come up with was, like, ear brush. No.
Ear brush.
I was like, that's where my brain went. I was like,
that's what
I can't ask someone where those are.
Yeah.
I can't.
I really wish you did.
And then I got out of Target, started driving home. I was like, I didn't get them because I never found them. And I got home, and as I was, like, getting out of my car, I went, Q-tip. I was, like, so mad.
Oh, man. The thing about it, though, even when you don't ask them, well, maybe it's different in Target, but I shop at Walmart typically. But Q-tips are pretty easy to find normally.
I thought so, too. I went up and down every single, like, aisle, and I was like,
you also,
it's not here.
You're forgetting the detail where you also couldn't remember what they looked like. So,
yeah.
Both of those things.
I wasn't in a store.
Yeah. I was at this random junkyard.
And, like, the thing is, I could picture them, though, right? Mm-hmm. And the way I was trying to remember them is there's a Call Me Carson video where he and his friends redesigned the map of the United States.
Yeah.
And one of his friends is drawing, and he goes, Q-tip. And he draws, like, a Q-tip. And I could hear him go, and then I'd be like... And it would not come to my mind. I was like, come on.
Yeah, that happens to me, too, where I can contextualize the word, but I can't get the stupid word. It's like my brain is trying to forget. Like, how can I remember every other word in the sentence?
Every detail.
You know? I can envision it. The image is there. That his movement is happening, but it's like it's like censoring a word on TV. It just gets blurred once the word happens, and then it moves along.
It's so annoying. My one brain cell is really struggling.
Yeah, it's that particular one.
Oh man, that was fun. Yes. I still haven't bought them since, and that was like 2 weeks ago.
You need some Q-tips, bro.
I'm too embarrassed. I can't go back.
They'll ask why you didn't get it last time.
It happens. Yeah, they'll be like, you were in here 2 weeks ago, and you went up and down every aisle.
What were you looking for?
What were you looking for? You didn't know what they were called.
Did you? So Spider-Man.
yeah. So back to Spider-Man. We have nothing on it, really.
Not really.
But it might... hopefully it's going to be good.
Mostly just hypotheticals about his procreation process for some reason.
yeah. That's all the articles are talking about for some reason.
Right, that's really what it is.
I don't know why.
But...
Oh.
Would you become a lizard person other than the eyes? Well, you can continue your point, I guess. But we could pivot back.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I don't know. They're always bad guys. They're the bad guys.
They are the bad guys all the time for some reason. Like, why lizard people in particular? Because if I see a lizard, it's just a cute little gecko or whatever. I think lizards are cool.
Yeah, but...
why do they have to be the bad guys? Lizards.
Actually...
Big lizards. I like Komodos, too.
Big lizard, but...
And the other thing is that I think that spiders are significantly more evil. So, in real life, right... I like Spider-Man the most, but what I like in real life are lizards, not spiders. I don't want spiders.
I would rather have lizard in house than spider. But statistically speaking, Sean, you are within 10 feet of a spider right now.
Oh, God. Oh. Guys.
For audio listeners, there's a spider right behind Sean.
Oh, no.
Speaking of Spider-Man, though, I have it up, but you can't see it. It's a little clip from the new Spider-Man game. It's tweeted out by @DrCuriosity. Mm-hmm. I don't even... So, his player model got turned into, like, a patio heating lamp for some reason. So, he was walking around as a lamp... and then swinging around as a lamp with no animation, just like lamp swinging.
Good.
And
lamp.
@PhilipLord, who is a producer in Into the Spider-Verse, the movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said he retweeted this video, and said we're putting this in Spider-Verse 2 if we have any self-respect at all. So, expected into the Spider-Verse 2, someone to be heating lamp.
good.
I hope
it's the main villain.
Spider
or the
lamp.
Main hero. I want him to be the main
spider
hero.
Lamp, Sean.
Spider lamp.
Into the
if
spider
a lamp.
Lamp.
And a Spider-Man were to procreate, what would happen?
Well, this lamp. The lamp would take over.
The lamp would
lamp
take
genes
over.
Are stronger than most other genes.
Right. I do like those genes. Too expensive, though.
Yes.
For my taste.
Yes, I know.
But.
Yes. I'm poor. Taste them, then. Yeah, well, genes never taste good. Trust me.
No, they don't.
They do.
I do, buddy. I do trust you.
Oh.
Bro?
Bro?
Bro? All I see is you, bro. Well, I'm looking away from you to look at the camera, bro.
Yeah. All I see is you, bro. Audio listeners,
you should watch video.
Watch the video, but also after
I'm addressing audio listeners, and I look up to them.
No, look
audio
at your
listeners.
Audio listeners.
Audio listeners. Come and watch.
Oh, that made your mouth... Oh, I hated that.
Sorry.
Made you louder. I have no more Spider-Man topic.
No more Spider-Man.
Or spider. This is... Okay, we're like 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, time to wind down
topic.
The podcast.
Thanks so much, guys, for watching. And we'll see you in the next one.
Good eye, mate.
When we end the podcast too early, you got to go with a different accent, specifically Australian. Yes. Because, crikey,
they don't know how to do
short
anything.
Life. So, Spider-Man.
I'm not.
How about the game? Like, well, you didn't play Miles Morales yet, right?
No.
Are you going to get that on PC? Is it on PC? No, it's a PS exclusive, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Dumb.
You know what's weird about this whole Spider-Man thing?
Mm-hmm.
What happened with, like, Sony not or taking Spider-Man out of the MCU. Remember how that was a huge thing?
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we can't agree on the money and the stuff. So he has one more movie and then one Avengers movie and then he's out.
I mean, either something happened later or it was just an empty threat because they just wanted to squeeze them into more money.
No, because it was like official at the time.
Hashtag
confirm. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe it wasn't officially official. Let me see.
Maybe they said it's in passing.
So they announced in September this year that they had finally come to a new agreement. So I guess it took about a year to agree on something.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah, they came to a new agreement to allow Tom Holland's Spider-Man to remain in the MCU for another standalone movie and an appearance in a non-standalone movie. Yeah, but the original agreement to share the character was terminated last August, creating doubt over whether or not Tom Holland and Spider-Man were returned to the MCU. Technically only have Spider-Man for his movie and then one non-Spider-Man
movie. One Avengers movie. That's not good. Yeah.
And the thing, the way this words it is an appearance in a non-standalone movie. So Spider-Man is going to have Doctor Strange in this movie. But if, from what I'm getting from this, is if he appears in the Doctor Strange movie, he can't appear in an Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's that's how they're wording it or not.
Maybe. But, I don't know. Either way, it's stupid and it sucks because it's Spider-Man. The MCU right now is cool, but we've lost a lot of characters. And legitimately, I think Spider-Man is one of the only ones that excite me that much. I mean, you got Spidey and you have Doctor Strange.
It's from Thor.
Thor, yeah. Thor. And he has Guardians, I guess.
Guardians.
There are a few. I think. But Spidey is kind of the mesh holding it all together.
Yeah, know? I was about to say, the thing is, he's the web holding it all together. Yeah.
He's the new Tony. Tony. That's the whole point.
Yeah. If he left, the MCU... not gonna say we'll die.
Yeah.
But DC has such a big chance if Spider-Man leaves the MCU.
Yeah, they do.
To take over having the cinematic universe that we need.
Right.
Because, the MCU was good before Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
But that's when you had, big-name superheroes in it. And you take out Spider-Man, you have Captain Marvel.
And you had a lot of time for build-up for those characters and to care about them and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
I like Doctor Strange a lot. I don't feel the same way about Doctor Strange as I did for Iron Man or Thor.
Yeah. The funny thing is the only movies I'm excited for in the MCU, I keep forgetting Black Widow's coming out.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that, I forget what it's called. Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
And Vision's show is coming out to Disney Plus. But I can't wait to see what the next Thor movie is, the next Guardian movie is, and the next Spider-Man movie is.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the new Doctor Strange because I've heard a lot of rumors about it, that I forget. I would tell you the rumors, but I legit don't remember them.
Yeah.
I remember them being cool.
They were neat.
I don't know. It's going to stop.
Yeah. It's not going to be fun.
So let's hope.
Yeah. Because, he's like you said, he's just the web that's holding everything together. I can't see the MCU without it. And again, this could just be one of those things where it's all right, we made a deal we can agree on. All right. We've made another deal we can agree on.
Yeah.
An additional
after movie. Like earning like billions of dollars.
Right.
Like I wouldn't be surprised.
Because otherwise,
like, actually,
what that would mean is that they're gonna have to have a Spider-Man movie. They're gonna have their Spider-Man movie, and then in his appearance in the next MCU movie, he's gonna have to die or just cease
to
exist for us.
No, somehow. I imagine they would. Because they're opening up the multiverse, I would imagine he'd get locked.
He gets thrown in another one, I guess.
Yeah. Because apparently Sony wanted to continue Spider-Man with Tom Holland. And I was just reading that apparently Sony had a wonderful idea to pull Spider-Man out of the MCU. Like, they had the way they were going to do it was apparently, according to Tom Holland, a really good way.
Okay.
Well,
pulling him out is one thing in a really good way. Using him well is an entirely different thing.
And, I mean, to be fair, I haven't watched Venom.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's a good movie, but it's not, you know, it's good. Not Tom Holland's Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the last Spider-Man movie Sony made was Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Right.
Well, technically the last Spider-Man movie they made was Into the Spider-Verse, but that was Sony Animations.
Right, that's a different thing.
And I don't consider
it. If they take that writing team and throw it over here, then sure, you know?
Yeah, I'll give it to them. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. I'll also, allow it. Into the Spider-Verse? If that's the case.
I'll allow it. But, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
I've made many a Spider-Man video on the Legion of Two channel, so I'll allow it.
I've made none. But I will also allow it.
Thank you. But I don't know. I think MCU Spider-Man would be so much better. Sony kind of sucks.
Kind of sucks. Sometimes. Yeah. What if they made a slate that's good other than Into the Spider-Verse? What if they made?
Well,
not Sony Animations, you know?
Sony movies.
Just in general.
Let's see. Sony has made Venom.
Yeah.
It made me laugh. Jumanji.
I've heard it's good. But there's also The Rock.
The Emoji Movie.
Oh, yes.
Never mind.
Can we get an emoji?
Wait, no, that was probably, Spider-Man. No, that was probably Sony Animation, though.
Well, they sure did flip their tune if that's the case. I mean, one is 2D animation and the other is 3D, to be fair. So maybe they're different internal studios. But
they made 4 movies this year, and I don't know what any of them are.
Good.
I'm this glad one has 86% on Google. This one has 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. They made a movie called Fantasy Island. It's a horror thriller, and it's got a 7%
good
on Rotten Tomatoes. An enigmatic Mr. Rourke makes the secret drama of his lucky guest come true at a luxurious but remote tropical resort. But when the fantasies turned into nightmares, the guests have to solve the island's mystery in order to escape for their lives.
So now I'm actually a little bit confused because I'm just thinking about it a little bit. But Spider-Man, in essence, is owned by, was started in Marvel, right?
Yes.
Even if it's not owned by Disney. When did Sony even get the rights in the first place?
Sony got the rights, I believe, in the 90s? Late 90s?
Hmm. And why would they sell exclusive rights to...
Because Spider-Man was so popular. They got, like... They knew they could make a lot of money out of it.
Well, no, I understand why you would buy exclusive rights, but why...
Because Marvel needed the money.
Yeah, I guess.
But
the same thing with the... you could have made the money off of the movie. I know that you couldn't afford it.
Yeah, but I think they, like, really needed the money.
Yeah, I guess. What an unfortunate thing. I mean, I guess it got us Tobey Maguire... Right, but
yeah it did.
But then it also got us the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew Garfield wasn't bad.
I don't think he was great. I mean, the first one, I don't remember. I think, and the second one wasn't good. Fun. It wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. I think it was fun. I don't think the movies were good, but I think Andrew Garfield was good.
Okay. I would have taken an Andrew Garfield in a better story. I don't have a problem with him.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It's Sony that's the problem. Yeah. Or at least the writers at Sony, I guess. I presume.
Yeah. Way back in 1990. So they bought him in 1999. Marvel was looking for an influx of cash after their company emerged from the bankruptcy it filed 2 years prior. Sony Pictures exec were looking for big screen rights to Spider-Man. And they were... So Marvel offered Sony the rights to nearly every Marvel character for $25 million.
What?
And Sony responded, nobody gives an S about any of the other Marvel characters. Go back and do a deal for only Spider-Man. That's a great response. Oh, man.
I mean, to be fair, to some extent, they were right. Because if Sony had the rights to all of there would be no MCU. So
they spent $7 million for Spider-Man for the rights, for just the movie rights. $7 million. Yeah. And the funny thing is, back in 2009, so 10 years later, Disney bought Marvel for $4 billion. Sony could have bought most of Marvel for $25 million.
$4 billion later.
To be fair to Sony, though, they probably made bank because they made 5 Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the first three... I mean, 3 wasn't a good movie, but the first one was, like, one of the first good superhero movies. The second one was one of the best superhero movies ever, so you know they made bank off of those. And then the third one came out, and everyone wanted to see it, so they made money off of those. Yeah, they
made a lot of money off of it anyway.
So, like, good for them.
Yeah, good for them, I guess.
It was still a good investment.
I loved it. But it wasn't... Man, they could have just had the whole suite. But at the same time, if they had the whole suite, we never would have had the MCU.
Would we be talking about Spider-Man movie or a new? We would be talking about a new Spider-Man movie, with a new Spider-Man right now.
Yeah, we would. It would be the fifth origin movie of Spider-Man.
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben is dying once again.
I can't wait.
But we wouldn't have Jamie Foxx really having a comeback because Sony would just give up on their previous cast completely.
No, he'd be in the movie.
He would?
Yeah.
Just as a spectator.
Do you think if Sony had all the rights, all the movie rights to every Marvel hero, or almost every Marvel hero, do you think they would have made Into the Spider-Verse? And if they did, do you think it would have been good? Because Sony would have gone in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, based on the one quote, they only cared about Spider-Man.
Right.
So even if they bought all the characters, they would only care about Spider-Man still.
But there wouldn't be as much of a highlight in the context of today for Marvel in general. And potentially because Spider-Man... with Tobey Maguire happened years later, Andrew Garfield, and now is like many years since Andrew Garfield's, right? I don't remember when the last one of that was, but that one was a flop, the second one there. So I don't even know if they would have entertained doing this unless we were in this context where Marvel is once again a big highlight. They could have worked on something else.
I could see them like giving up on Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
Being like, okay.
And Marvel movies in general, probably.
Yeah.
If they owned all of them.
They'd probably be like, okay, the Tobey Maguire movies did well.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many years? 5 years later, Andrew Garfield didn't do that well. They probably would have made at least one more Andrew Garfield movie, because I know they were setting up more villains from in the second one. And then they would have been like, okay, that's not doing well. And so they probably would have ended. So Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out in 2014. So they probably would have made one more in like 2016, 2017. It. And then they would have been like, okay, these aren't doing well. Yeah. Let's use one of the other characters we have. They probably would be trying other Marvel characters throughout the years, but they probably wouldn't care. Maybe they'd probably not. Be like, who wants to watch an Ant-Man movie?
Yeah, that's the thing. Ant-Man Ant-Man wouldn't be one of the ones, but they'd probably have like a Hulk movie, and it probably wouldn't be great. They might make... Yeah. I'm wondering if there's any one that Sony would really make a hit out of, because they took the best character and they didn't really make... probably the most popular Marvel character, at least, and they didn't really make him boom. You know, like, Maguire was really good, and it was like you said, but that was because it was one of the only superhero movies in
The context of the, but they're also legitimately good movies.
One and two are good movies.
The first and the second.
Those are good movies.
Yeah.
If the third movie Spider-Man wasn't a bad movie, though, do you think we would have seen a furthered... Would it still just be a trilogy, or would we see more Tobey Maguire?
No, I'm pretty sure they wanted to make another one.
Yeah.
But they didn't, because it failed. Also, the reason it failed is Sam Raimi, the director, he was told to do stuff he didn't want to do, apparently. Okay. And so...
Well, again, that's Sony's fault. Things
where...
You know?
What?
At the end of the day, that's Sony's literally fault Sony. Again, so...
Yeah, like, we need to add more villains or something. It was something stupid. And I've heard of rumors that he didn't try to make that movie good, which I can believe if you watch it.
And then that's, like precisely what happened to Andrew Garfield as well, it seems like.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same exact situation where some upper more villains rep was like, come on, man. Not seeing enough action. And then he's like, all right, I'll fail this one now as well. But that's what happens, apparently, at Sony with a lot of these movies. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Would they have made any other Marvel hero a hit, you know? Or...
They might have been able to get, like, a good Iron Man movie, maybe.
Do you think they would have tried the universe at all? The multiverse thing?
Maybe. I don't know.
Would DC have tried it if the MCU never had? If an MCU never existed as well?
Because if Sony ever tried trying it,
would DC still try? Maybe.
Let's see, because... But DC was doing, like, Christopher Nolan Batman. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have stopped that, and then I don't know, because like then Man of Steel came out, and Man of Steel did really well, and would they be like, what if we had Batman in this? But it's a new Batman.
What
I feel like DC would probably have come still to the gone
same, just maybe later. Like, for example, would we have had our whole TV series? Would those even exist? Like with the Arrow and the Flash and the Legends of Tomorrow.
When did they come out? When did Arrow come out?
I mean, surely they came out after the Iron Man movies. The first MCU ones, but
like,
right?
2012.
After the first Avengers movie, let's say.
Well, it came out in 2012, and the first Avengers came out also in 2012.
Oh, same year?
Yeah.
Well, but the difference is that the Avengers is what mixed together the cast of heroes. Arrow was standalone when it came out. There was nothing else to mix. So, it could have stayed standalone.
I think the DC, maybe not as many shows, or maybe DC would have been like, what if we just make a multiverse? Like, no one's done it before.
Yeah.
Like, a live-action one. But I do feel like Arrow would come out, and then Flash would come out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd be like, Arrow's successful, let's make Flash.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't think that would have changed too much.
Maybe not.
But movie-wise, I don't know. The weird thing I'm thinking about is, who would have Sony chosen to be Iron Man? Because it wouldn't be Robert Downey Jr.
It wouldn't be RDJ. it's like, what's his name again? Bale? God, I can't remember his name.
Bale?
Yeah, they're like, they didn't do the, they like stole him away. They thought, he looks like he could do it. He looks smart.
He probably could, though.
And then he came from that side and just, and went there. But he wouldn't be RDJ. It's just so weird imagining him, or imagining anybody else really in that role.
Here are five actors that auditioned, and I think they auditioned. Did they? Wait. Let me read this real quick. Okay, here are five actors that were choices for the role of Iron Man. Number one, Tom Cruise.
Really?
And,
Oh, it makes it such a different movie.
Yeah. Number two, Hugh Jackman. And it's weird because at the exact same time, he was already Wolverine.
Yeah, he was already Wolverine. I'm trying to imagine Hugh Jackman coming out of the
Iron Wait a minute. Moment. This is the one that should have been it.
Poppy.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, so in a better alternate universe, we would have had the rights kept with Sony, and they would have hired Nicolas Cage for that. So this is our regrets podcast.
Well,
what do we regret about the MCU?
And we have proof that it would have happened because Nicolas Cage was into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
As a superhero, so we already know Sony loves him. Mm-hmm. Also, Nicolas Cage wanted to play Superman in the 90s.
That's pretty good. I don't understand. Ooh, why don't we just get Nicolas Cage to... Okay, Nicolas Cage, if you're listening, you probably are. Go ahead and buy the rights to all of the Marvel superheroes and do all of the Marvel superheroes. Thing is, he can afford $25 million pretty easy, right? He got that. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, they're like billions now, but... Back in the day, go back in time, buy them for $25 million, and then just film a movie where you're the only actor, and you got it.
Yes, get it written by Neil Breen and Tommy Wiseau.
A collab, man, that'd be wild.
Yeah,
between those two.
Also, a really interesting actor. I know you're not gonna know him by name, Sam Rockwell, but he was in Iron Man 2. He was the villain in Iron Man 2. He almost played Iron Man. It's very cool that they were like they wanted him to play him, and then they were like, RDJ's better, but you could be the villain in the second one.
Yeah.
Delayed
choice, but a choice that they made.
Yes. I was gonna say something else. Not about superhero movies. I recently watched all five movies in the Jurassic Park series.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time.
Did you get the job, by the way? That's part of the story.
At McDonald's?
McDonald's.
I don't know. But for the first... Because I've seen Jurassic Park and I've seen Jurassic World. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So I was like, I'll watch all of them. So... Here's my official rankings. There's only two good movies in this series, and it's Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. And I just want to talk about, one, Jurassic World, and even Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Best part of those movies are obviously the dinosaurs. Like, the difference between Jurassic Park and Jurassic World is the dinosaurs have, like, character. Like, I mean, one of them has a name, and, like, her name's Blue, and it's like, oh... Well, like, these dinosaurs, like, have a connection with the people, and they actually are, like, living beings. And, like, the action scenes, where in Jurassic World 2, the best thing about it are the action scenes of dinosaurs fighting. They're so well done, and they're so, like, I'm rooting for dinosaurs to beat up other dinosaurs. Like, no, don't die. That's the best. That's the only good thing about that movie and Chris Pratt. But like,
what was wrong Jurassic with the movie? Because you didn't like the second one as much, right?
I didn't. I don't even know what was. I just didn't like it. Like, it just wasn't a good movie.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't like the story. I don't even remember what happened. Like, I know what happened, but I also don't.
Yeah. That's a good sign that it's a really good story when you don't remember what happened. After, like, 3 days from having watched it. So. Yeah.
Well, episode 6 of our podcast, Bad Memories.
Bad Memories.
But, so Jurassic Park is one of the greatest movies of all time, I think. So they were like, obviously, we got to make a second one.
Yeah.
And so the second movie, they go to the clone, not the cloning, the like, I don't know what they're called, like growing up facility. Like there's a whole different island where they raise the dinosaurs so like they can bring them to the park.
A nursery,
some would say. But obviously after Jurassic Park, they kind of shut down all operations. So that island has become like a pure habitat for dinosaurs, right? And who was it? Dr. Ian McKellen was asked to go back, and he said, and he said no. And then his girlfriend got recruited to go there. And their only goal was to take pictures and watch the dinosaurs in their natural habitat. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, we'll do it. But Ian was like, no, I won't do it. And then they were like, but your girlfriend's already on the island. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. And so
they take pictures and the movie ends. That is a boring movie.
Yes. Yes.
Not my favorite. Yes. No dinosaurs, really.
But then the military shows up, but not like the military. But all of this leading up to Vince Vaughn is in this movie. I didn't expect him in this movie. Okay. And he's just a photographer. Until like InGen shows up with and they start capturing dinosaurs and stuff, and it's like, okay, we got them, we got the dinosaurs, and then Vince Vaughn goes, well, John Hammond sent a backup plan because he thought these guys might come, and they go, what's the backup plan? And he pulls out bolt cutters and he goes, me.
Wow.
And then they never explain it. They never explain. Like, I was expecting, like, a scene where he goes, like, I'm ex Navy SEAL. But no.
There's one scene in that movie where in the very, in like, the deepest of the background, you just see him running around with the bolt cutters, like, hitting people over the head with it.
Yes.
That's what
he's chopping heads off.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whole point of the movie is, like, the company that John Hammond made to build the dinosaur park took over, like the shareholders took over, and they're like, why have a dinosaur park on a separate island when you can bring the dinosaurs to the mainland? And that's why they were capturing them. And I thought the movie ended when they got off the island, and then it was like, oh, we have an extra 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then it was like, okay, well, a dinosaur is now in San Francisco.
Wow.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad at this movie.
It was the bolt cutters guy. Like, in the very background of one of the scenes, you saw him carrying a dinosaur with his bolt cutters across the sea.
And I was like, okay, well, Jurassic Park 3 can't be worse.
Yeah.
It was worse. Jurassic Park 3 is legitimately one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And somehow, in the 7 years between Jurassic Park and Jurassic Park 3, the CGI got worse. And they brought back the actors from the first movie, except for Ian, who was in the second movie. I think they weren't allowed to be in the same movie anymore because of budget, probably. They spent all their budget on the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And then what annoyed me, I got like irrationally annoyed at this. This movie takes place 7 years later. I expected them to go back to the first movie's island to play off nostalgia, because that's what you do mm-hmm. when you're making a third movie in a series yeah. that shouldn't make a third movie. But no, they went back to the second movie's island.
They went to the second movie's like, island? Also,
I was like, why would you do that?
So, I thought the second one ended off with there being dinosaurs on the mainland.
No. They got it back in the ship.
Oh, okay.
That got him over there.
So there was one dinosaur over there, and they got it back. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, but yeah. And so the third movie is all about the dinosaur expert from the first movie getting there, going there. He got tricked into going there. And then he has to, like, find a child, which he does immediately. And then it's all about them trying to get to the coast. Mm-hmm. And there are no stakes in this movie. Like, there's dinosaurs in this movie, yeah. and there's no stakes in this movie. Because, like, a camera guy steals... Yeah, steaks.
Steaks.
The camera guy steals Velociraptor eggs, mm-hmm. right? So the Velociraptors are chasing them. And that's supposed to be, like, a big thing. Until, like, they go, here's your eggs back. And then the Velociraptors are like, okay, and they ran away. And they never saw the Velociraptors again.
That's real life encounter, like, by the way, guys. If you ever get stuck back in prehistoric times, which happens to me all the time.
give eggs back.
Give egg, even any egg, really. Get them a chicken egg. Hand it to them. And they'll just...
Bring eggs.
They'll run away.
Every time you time travel. The main dinosaur was a Spinosaurus, and he just randomly showed up.
Okay.
Annoyingly. Like, would just... Oh, we've had a slow time. Dinosaur. We can add a dinosaur in here.
We could do that.
Okay, here comes dinosaur. and then the guy who stole the raptor eggs, right? Mm-hmm. They got trapped in, like, a pterodactyl pen. Like, a big, like, observatory thing. And he gets... He sacrificed... I hated it. He sacrifices himself. And yeah. the pterodactyls, like, dive on him and, like, hold him underwater mm-hmm. and, like, are, like, picking at him and eating him and stuff. And, like, the child turns away and they're like, we have to get out of here. And they lock the cage, but they don't lock the door.
Good.
Yeah. Which literally comes back in one scene that means nothing.
Okay.
So they don't lock the door, but this guy died there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, like, I don't know, 3/4 of the way through the movie. And so they get to the coast, and he calls the girl from the first movie mm-hmm. with a satellite telephone. And he's like, hello. And then, like, the phone breaks. And then they scare off the Spinosaurus with just fire.
Good, yes.
And
also bring fire. Back. Fire and eggs. Those are your combination, survival combination.
Exactly. And it never comes back either, though, good. Which is annoying. And then they get to the coast and they're like, okay, hopefully we can get someone. And then the Navy and the Marines show up. The girl who he was talking to, who only heard, knew that he went back to the second island. And knew that he was going to be on this coast. Yeah. So she sent... Somehow, she talked to the Marines and Navy mm-hmm. and sent them there.
Yeah.
And then... So they get in the helicopter and they're like, we have to go! We have to go! They're not being chased by dinosaurs or anything, but we have to go! We have to go! Because this isn't a dinosaur movie. Yeah. And they get in and they're like, I'm sorry about your friend. Like, the little boy says that to the dinosaur guy
mm-hmm.
and then they get in the helicopter and there's the guy who they killed 20 minutes ago, and he's like, he has bandages on and he goes, here's your hat. I was like, I hate this movie. I hate that you killed this guy.
Yeah,
you killed this guy in a very anticlimactic, because, like, it sounded like a climactic way yeah. where he sacrificed himself, but I didn't care. I was like, okay,
he's dead. Yeah.
And then the only way they came, the only, like, thing, you know how they left the cage open to the pterodactyl pen? Mm-hmm. The only thing that happened is when they were flying away, two pterodactyls flew by them, and then the dinosaur guy went, well, they've got a world to explore now. And then no movie for like 14 years yeah. that was clearly setting up. Oh, and then man. The whole point of Jurassic World,
mm-hmm.
like, the title being Jurassic World is dinosaurs. It's going worldwide now.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first movie isn't worldwide, but the second movie starts getting worldwide.
Okay.
And I was like, you already set this up in Jurassic Park 3. I know you're not going to address it because no one's seen that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you've set it up 14 years ago. These pterodactyls have been flying around the world for 14 years. Right. Actually, in Jurassic Park 2, we had a dinosaur on the mainland USA. But now you're going to be bring it up.
Right.
And I was so annoyed with every movie in that series. Yeah. It's just, oh, they're so bad. I highly recommend watching Jurassic
Park. Yes, watch all of them, please. I do want to watch the three of them. I don't even know if I've watched the first one. I don't really remember. I don't remember. I was going to say, I remember a scene where, like, a T-Rex is peering into, like, a little go-kart type truck thing. I don't know what they're called. Yeah. But the reason that I know that is because we have a thumbnail with that. We have a thumbnail in one of our YouTube videos that has that.
Yeah.
And that's what I recognize it from. So I need to watch those. But did they use the same cast in the following two movies that they did in the first one?
So the first movie had a dinosaur expert, his girlfriend, and someone else, like a chaos scientist, I guess.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What his role was. The second movie had the chaos guy. The third movie had the dinosaur expert and his girlfriend, who's now married to someone else. But she was in it for like 20 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
So like, no.
Yeah.
And then, you know what annoyed me? So the creator of Jurassic Park is John Hammond, right? Right?
I don't know.
And so...
Johnny boy.
So he, was in the first movie, the second movie. I don't think he was in the third movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, I got annoyed when Jurassic World killed him off screen. They're like, it's what John... When John Hammond died, he entrusted his funds to me.
Okay.
Now, John... Actually, well, he died. Like, I'm okay with it because the actor did die and they didn't want to recast, which is fine. Okay. Yeah. Like, it's legit. It's that one I'm okay with, but I hated the way they handled it.
Yeah,
I hated that they were like... Like, he's dead.
Goodbye.
That's it.
Yeah.
But I have a fun fact I just learned. The actor, Richard Attenborough, is the brother of David Attenborough, the guy who does my favorite TikTok.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Good job, TikTok.
Also, David Attenborough is 94 years old. And I think he's still doing stuff BBC.
He's got the voice. And I guess the energy.
He's got a great voice.
I wonder if he's just like really, really healthy even now, you know?
Yeah.
Or if he struggles every time he gets on set. And he just struggles through it.
Because I have a nature documentary I was watching. I love nature documentaries. And I have one on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when it came out. But when he came on screen and he was in nature, I was like, you're still out there?
Yeah. Just concerned.
Like,
bro.
That's, come on. Go to a recording booth, please.
Yeah. You're still out there? It's been 20 years. You're in the same spot, David Attenborough.
So that was my rant on... I really wanted to talk about Jurassic Park because it's on my mind about how bad Jurassic Park 3 was. I think about it all the time hate it.
So why did you decide to watch all of the Jurassic Park movies, Robbie? Well, I don't know if you actually want to talk about it.
But... I was about to say a reason I might not be able to talk about
it. Oh, you're not allowed to talk about it?
I don't know. I don't know if I am, so I'm just not gonna.
Yeah, well, it's because you really like the movies, right? You really like the idea of dinosaurs.
I know, Sean, I'm not allowed to talk about
that. Oh.
Now they know I like dinosaurs. wait.
Government, look, Sean, get in on
now it. They know I,
what?
Now they know I like dinosaurs. I literally...
You're hanging one. Everybody thought you hated them.
Yeah. Also, I know you literally can't read that, but it says you bred raptors on my cinema sign because I watched Jurassic Park. But yeah, that's all I have to talk about. I know you haven't watched any movies recently, but Sean, any movies you've watched recently?
I haven't watched any movies recently, oddly enough.
What? I'm really in a movie watching mood right now.
Yeah.
And so I got home from work the other day and I was like, I'm going to watch Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that in so long. It's such a good movie. I put it on and I fell asleep. Nothing against Joker. Yeah. I just work a lot.
He told me about this. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I was so upset.
How's working in the cold been, by the way? Just out of
Has it been pretty warm? Only one of my jobs is outside all the time.
Okay.
And the coldest it got was like 60.
That is cold. Freezing. But
I was very cold.
Yeah.
But the next week it's gonna be 30, I think. So yeah. I'm gonna die.
So I've heard.
This is the last podcast. So
it was nice knowing you, buddy. I will continue the Alpha Male podcast soon. It'll be much more entertaining. So come out to watch it or listen.
Come out to watch it or listen, audio listener. But yeah.
This was a Spider-Man podcast. I hope. Wait, what?
I like dinosaurs.
Mustache. I give. Oh. I don't know why you were doing that, but I wanted to join.
I don't either. I was doing this.
Yeah. Well, you did it up here, though.
Well, it came to me. For audio listeners, I can't explain.
We have mustaches now.
Yes, we grew them.
But I think it's a good time to start
to talk about Apple,
about our least favorite company other than Sony, which is Apple. Also, that was a joke, Sony. If it comes to your consoles and also your movies, if it would make you mad that we don't like your movies, which I don't mind your movies.
I like Sony movies.
I like your early Tobey Maguire's. I actually also like the third movie. I keep on giving you crap for it. I also like the second movie of Amazing Spider-Man, now that I'm being honest, okay? Sony, I love you, and I need you to sponsor
me. You've done nothing wrong.
Look at these headphones. These are made by you. I bought them from you for lots of money. Your headphones are too expensive, Sony. You gotta work on the pricing.
So, I googled Apple.
Yeah.
Right.
What was the first
result? I already knew this.
Yeah.
First result is Apple confirms serious new problem for iPhone users.
Good.
So, the Apple iPhone 12's problems are racking up with the growing reports of green-tinted displays, signal drops, and high battery drain.
Good.
But now the company has confirmed a serious new problem. It has four problems already, and this problem is so bad they're recalling some iPhone 12s.
All right.
And it's iPhone 11s. That millions of their units are exhibiting touch response issues, which means they just don't respond to touch.
So we don't have buttons on these phones. You also can't touch them.
Yes.
But you can look at them. So,
yes.
$1,000? iPhone?
You want to fix it?
$1,000? $1,000? You want it to have touch? we'll give you a day of touch, $1,000. There's a limited just ability. It's like limits, but for touch.
Okay, wait. iPhone is doing something I didn't expect. Okay. They are offering free repairs on the touch part of this.
Not the other ones, but the touch. Good.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if your phone does not respond to touch because of the way they built it, mm-hmm. they will repair it for free.
Okay.
If you send in your phone, to get it repaired. And let's say you have a small crack on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Apple is nice enough. They'll go ahead and fix that small crack.
Wow.
They will charge you for that.
They'll charge you for the small crack.
And it says like they will repair your phone and you will be charged.
Is that so even it doesn't a seem consultation like it is an
option
or
like
anything.
Hey, I just need you to fix the touch screen.
Okay,
I'm okay with the little crack. I can handle it. No, so if you could just fix the touch screen.
iPhones just don't work without cracks. It just doesn't.
But it's, you know, but it's just, it's not working anyway.
Yes, and we're going to fix that. We're going to fix that. But the crack
also
needs to be fixed for it to work, is what we're saying.
No.
Yes.
See, no, because I had an Android before.
Okay.
And I've decided to make the switch mm-hmm. because you're Apple and you're the big company.
We are the best, yeah.
And my Android, I had a crack on it for like 2 years, and mm-hmm. I've never had an issue. So I imagine that it's... You guys are better, so
we are better in every way. That's why we have standards, and so we don't allow cracks on our phone. Okay.
Okay.
So if you have a crack, then it just figures it out, and it doesn't work. So that's kind of
okay. So that's the model behind okay. That, so if you don't allow it, then
right.
Then yeah, you can do it.
Right. $80.
I mean, no charge, right?
$80.
No charge.
$80.
No.
Alternatively, you can turn in this phone, right? Mm-hmm. And we will give you a $3 credit.
Do you have anything for $3?
In some of our stores, we sell peppermints, and you can pick one of those up.
Are they $3?
$5, but for you, we'll give you a discount, an Apple only discount. We'll give it to you for $3.50.
I'm allergic to peppermint.
So we're going to fix this for $80. Does that sound good to you?
I don't want it. I don't want it.
You don't want the phone? You don't want the Prime? You don't want the Apple? The iPhone
I don't want
17? You don't want the iPhone 17?
I don't want anything that you have to offer. Get your peppermints, get your $3 credit, and get out of my Apple store.
Oh, I can't get off screen.
Just fall.
Goodbye. And so that's what an exchange with an Apple employee is like.
And so no, if it's you not own
the fault
Apple...
of the employees. It is the fault of the company. I don't want to make that kind of...
It's the employee's fault, Sean. I've all seen the Karens, fault. And it's always the employee. They're the one who designed this
every
phone.
Single time.
You're going to fix it.
Yes, you will. So they will. So the basic idea here is that you will send in your phone for a free repair, and they will send it back to you with a charge if you have a crack. That's great.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. I love it. Oh, Apple.
That's so Apple.
Never change.
You couldn't Please dream change, of that unless you went to like a backwater repair shop, which actually exists in the Android world, and it would be cheaper there than you know, a net line. But unless that's the case, you're never going to see these charges that you didn't ask for, and you could normally sue for them. So.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's great.
The best part is no one's going to learn.
No.
Because the funny thing is, you know how it said green, they're getting like green tinted? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's some kind of green tint on the these Apple 12s. Apple 12s. These Apple 12s.
These Apple 12s.
I was scrolling through the article, and it was saying, like, Apple's famous quality, like, quality assurance has really gone down in the last few years.
Yeah.
Admittedly, the iPhone 11 also had these green tint issues.
Oh.
So they haven't fixed it.
They didn't improve.
They've moved a generation. There's a
problem in the phone. There's a newly introduced problem in a phone, and you release another like $1,500 phone without fixing a problem. I love Apple.
Also, they're having issues wirelessly charging. The only way to solve it is with an update, but to fix it for yourself, you know, since you want to charge your phone, I recommend turning off your phone, turning it back on, and that'll fix it for a day.
Good.
So just every day, turn off your phone before you charge it.
And the thing about the free repair is that they're not offering, even if you have these other problems, they'll ignore them and just do the touchscreen thing.
I didn't see anything.
Or maybe they'll charge you for it.
Yeah.
We may have introduced this green tinting problem thing, but we were able to fix it. It's only the cost of the phone for the fix.
Yeah. That's it. That's
there
it.
There you go.
But don't worry. Mm-hmm. We got good news for Apple fans.
Cool.
They've all the money they've earned from you guys just being suckers. they're putting it to good use.
Okay. Good.
They're
charity of some sort. They're like helping children, maybe. Like kids in Africa, homeless people, veterans.
No. Well, no, it's something to benefit the company. It is capitalism. You have to think about that.
Okay. All right.
They're putting it to good use. They are not solving any of the current issues on these iPhones because they've filed a patent to give MacBooks a matte black appearance. There's some good news.
You know, the weird thing is that I could swear that that Windows computers, a lot of them are already matte black, and that's just a
my PC
color?
In the corner over there.
Yeah.
No. But listen. The patent explains that that it's really difficult to get a good black color on these on technology.
Yeah.
So like,
because they have to pay a painter and
like, let me just say, like, I've never seen technology that's good black.
Bizarre.
Black technology, like,
I don't understand.
It doesn't exist.
Like, especially when it comes to like, you know, like, computers and like cell phones and stuff. I can't even imagine.
I can't imagine making something so technologically advanced.
Right. It's just kind of insane, really, of a standard. So I understand
if they can do it. If they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Props to
them. For audio listeners, I'm going to explain the joke. We were pointing at all of our technology that we have.
It's black.
And all of it's black. Like,
yeah. Basically all of it. I have a keyboard piano that is black.
I have a VR headset that is arguably more powerful than a MacBook.
Yeah.
Vector.
<it's> all... they are black.
So, yeah. And
the tripod that I bought. I bought a tripod recently for $10. Guess what color it is? Because it's not pink. It's not blue. It's not white. Brown. Sorry, I was off topic for a bit there.
Pretty. Yeah, I just nice I wanted color. To bring up. I bought a tripod. Oh, yeah, I bought a tripod.
It's a nice tripod. But it was black. Apple.
Hello.
Mind blown. So, yeah. But it's apparently very difficult to get the matte black on there. Yes. We had to pay Painter. He wanted $10 to do the job. He wanted
$1 million. $1 million.
$1 million, basically.
But I did it.
I mean, he basically said $1 million. Painter's like,
yes.
I said, I quoted you $10 an hour. I can do it for 10.
Yes, but how many hours?
This would obviously take years.
But yeah, that was our weekly hating on Apple
segment.
It always goes good because Apple sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was the first link. Yeah, he searched up Apple and that was the link.
I literally looked up Apple.
And there you go. Bon appetit. Oh, Apple. You do taste so delicious.
I like apples. But I guess we can end podcast.
Yeah, I think that will be a good end to it. Remember that the one thing that I want you to take away from this, other than Apple being bad, is that one day
being bad.
Other than that, and Sony sometimes being bad. Is that one day our population will all be Spider-Man? So keep that in mind. Positivity here at the Alpha Males channel. We'll all be superheroes. You're all superheroes.
You're all Alpha Males.
And,
no.
Okay, but you're all superheroes.
Yeah, not as cool, but like.
But you're it's kind of cool. You know, you can ascend to Alpha Male status if you subscribed, maybe? If you followed on Spotify, maybe? If you tweeted ideas for podcasts, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Donate on
Seems kind of alpha, to be honest.
That's pretty alpha male.
It's pretty alpha male.
That's alpha male-ish.
So, but I think we'll leave you with those, you know, little thoughts. Just little thoughts
for
think about a little bit. And we'll see you in the next one. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.